happy? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment. Hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth here on WFHR as Matt Olive sets in and Relam throws a strike across the plate for a curveball at 74 miles per hour, 0-1. So Olive was walked on his last plate appearance. As a ball and a strike, the Raptors lead 3-0. Three-run shot from Taylor is the difference. For each team with three hits, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Olive went after it down low for the second strike. So 1-2. Came in. Another curveball at 73. The 1-2 curveball again outside for the second ball. So two balls and two strikes. Matt Olive wearing that yellow and black ankle brace on his left ankle. The 2-2 swing and a ground ball that goes through second and third base. Lining into left field. Olive will take first. And one on here for the Raptors in the bottom of the fourth. That's their fourth hit of the game. And Matt Olive gets his first hit of the game. So this brings up Danny Sheeler out of Salisbury University, who struck out on his last plate appearance, which was his first at-bat of his 2023 Northwoods League campaign for the Raptors, as he grounds one into third, into the glove of Del Sol, who throws it to second, and Donahoe back to first to Burr. So Olive gets out at second. Sheeler will stay at first, but one down here for the Woodchucks. Excellent heads-up play from Del Sol. Almost a 5-4-3 double play. This brings up Brandon Rogers, who flied out on his last plate appearance. As he comes set. Curveball right down the plate from Relam, 0-1. Almost for the Woodchucks. Raptors fortunate, so Sheeler stands off at first. The 0-1 from Relam, outside edge for the second strike, 0-2. Raptors able to acquire a hit from Olive and Sheeler, but Olive got thrown out at second. The 0-2. Inside, Rogers drives one into left field. Leaping out and making the catch is the left fielder, Michael McGinnis. For the second out. Acrobatic catch from the left fielder. And the man out of Georgia State. So two outs. So Levi Jensen, the catcher, two outs. Jensen sees one ball and no strikes. Sheeler stands off at first. So two outs. Coming set is Relam, the 1-0. Curveball painting the outside edge for a strike. So Jensen batting in the nine hole. who grounded out in his last plate appearance. We'll be looking to have a different story this time. The 1-1 swing and a ball popped up to the center fielder, reaching out and making the catch is Dalton Pearson for the third out. So the Raptors still lead 3-0 as we head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. We'll be back in a moment.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisors are Sharon Zeman, Guy Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold. For questions about current investments, retirement, or end-of-life issues, contact your local Edward Jones advisor today.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So top of the fifth we go, Raptors 3, Woodchuck 0. Reminding you, Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions, big city quality, small town values. And, well, Raptors stay in front. We are four innings down. This brings up Matt McGann, the catcher at Albion College. First pitch. Check swing, did he go? And he did, 0-1. No balls and one strike. The 0-1, upstairs, out of the zone, 1-1. The 1-1. Down low. Or the second ball, two balls and a strike. McGann struck out on his last plate appearance, looking to have a little bit different this time as he swings and drives a ball on the third baseline out in foul territory. 2-2. Raptors have out-hit the Woodchucks 4-3. Thanks to Shane Taylor, they're up 3-0. The 2-2. It's the inside of the bat and goes foul. Stays here at two apiece. McGann's got four hits. He has an RBI. A 2-2 from Fries. Swing and a ground ball that goes in between first and second. And goes to the right fielder, Rogers. So he'll take first. Ryan Burr at first base today out of Southern Illinois from Brownsburg, Indiana. Swing and a miss outside. Four strike, 0-1. Each team with four hits. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of Jensen for the second strike. So McGann will take first. And Fries comes set here. No outs. He's up at the count 0-2. Checks over to first once again. And McGann slides safe. So Burr struck out looking in his last plate appearance as he throws one way inside for a ball. A decent crowd on hand here at Waterfield. Fans have trickled in as a 1-2 here. Across the plate for strike three. Caught Burr looking. There's the first out, the second out. So this now puts up Ryan Blanchard, who grounded out in his last plate appearance. Excuse me, that's one out now. So one out. First pitch, check swing. Did he go? One ball and no strikes. Now that umpire made the correction on the first base, there was a strike, so 0-1 here with one out. Fries comes set the 0-1. Down low for a ball, so one ball and one strike with one out. McGann stands at first. The 1-1, swinging a ground ball over to Taylor, who throws it to second, and Conniff, the throwback to first, the 1-2 double play. A 5-4-3 double play as the Rafters still lead 3-0. We'll be back for the bottom of the fifth inning here on WFHR.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fifth we go. Rafters 3, Woodchuck 0. Remind you, this game is brought to you by Comfort Air. Strike out the summer heat with a new AC from your local experts. And the Rafters, well, they're going to need some cooling down from the Woodchucks because they are red hot. Four hits and three runs as swinging a ball foul tipped out on the backside. No balls and a strike. Ty Johnson returning to the top of the order. Struck out swinging. On his last two plate attempts, sees the 0-1, a curveball painting the outside edge for a strike, 0-2. Johnson batting a 297. this season. The 0-2 foul tipped into the glove. So Johnson actually will stay alive as he sees an 0-2 count. Each team with four hits. Shane Taylor, three-run shot. And the bottom of the first is the difference. Relam will come set. The 0-2 swing and a bouncer out on the first base line. That stays foul. So Ty Johnson had 11 hits this year. He's had five RBIs. He's also had two runs. The McLennan Community College alum, as he'll be playing his collegiate ball at Baylor next year in the Big 12 Conference. The 0-2, Johnson lines one into shallow left center. So Ty Johnson will take first. And that starts things off here in the bottom of the fifth, a leadoff single from Ty. So that's the fifth hit for the Raptors as Chris Conniff, 2-for-2 today, both singles as he slotted in at second base, usually playing shortstop, but with Garrett Broussard coming back, he'll push Conniff to second base. Broussard's at short. So Conniff out of Wagner College in Edmond, Oklahoma, as he pops one up out to the left fielder, McGinnis, for the first out. So, Conniff not able to get on base for the first time today, as Garrett Broussard, who got a base hit on his first plate appearance, grounded out in his second. And here on his third at-bat of the season, in his first game played, San Juan Capistrano products, one out. As swing and a ground ball on the third baseline. That stays fair. The throw across the diamond from Del Sol getting Broussard out, but that advances Johnson to second. What an excellent play from Matt Del Sol. So Del Sol gets Broussard out at first. Johnson stands at second. And the Raptor is unable to get two on base. So this brings up Jack Basir in the cleanup spot, who's been on base twice today, but he hasn't got a hit. He was hit by pitch on his first at-bat and walked in his second. And two outs here. First pitch on the way, down in the dirt. That goes away from Matt McGann. Johnson was thinking about taking third, but he retreated back to the bag at second. Did not have the angle, because McGann was all over that if he decided to take third, so Jack Basir, a Pepperdine product, batting a .294. He's DHing today as Carl Relam up in the count 1-0. Relam looks over to second, delivers the 1-0, swing and a drive into the right fielder of Drew Berkland for the third out. But the Raptors still up 3-0 as they're able to get a hit. And as we head to the top of the sixth, Raptors 3, Woodchuck 0.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Five innings down to the top of the sixth we go here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Joey Fear with you, and the Rafters lead 3-0. Off of a three-run shot in the first inning from Shane Taylor, the third baseman. That was out to deep left center field. So the Woodchucks are going to return to the top of the order. Dalton Pearson, who flew out on his first at-bat and was able to get a base hit on his second, sees a ball down in the dirt from Drake Fries. So the 1-0 from Fries downstairs, but a strike, 1-1. So Rafters have out-hit the Woodchucks 5-4. Each team has not committed an error. Now the 1-1 up and out of the zone for the second ball, 2-1. So can the Rafters continue play excellent defense? The 2-1. We're going to ball driven out on the left side of the ankle of Pearson for foul. So two balls and two strikes. One ball and two strikes. The Atlanta, Georgia native out of Georgia State has been excellent in their leadoff position this year, batting a 400 with six hits and five RBIs. The 1-2. Swing and a miss upstairs for strike three. Drake Fries starting to find his rhythm. There's one down for the Rafters. So now bringing up the DH, Michael Adair, who was 1-for-2 today, has a base hit and struck out looking as well. Out of the University of Dayton. And Fries down low for a ball, 1-0. So the 1-0, a bunt attempt, and that drops on the third baseline. Picking up is Shane Taylor, but not getting it to Shuler because Adair was already there at the bag. So Adair will take first. That brings up Jesse Donahoe. Donahoe batting third, and a guy who has had a red-hot start to his 2023 Northwoods League campaign has been halted so far. The Rafters have limited him to a ground out and a strikeout swinging, but the left-hander can deliver at any given time. Fries a check over to first on Adair. Adair slides safe. Donahoe also attends Georgia State. Pearson, Donahoe, and McGinnis, three Woodchucks in the lineup as swing and a miss. Fries dealing here early, 0-1. But yeah, three guys for the Woodchucks all go to Georgia State in the starting lineup for Wausau today. Fries once again checks over to first to Sheeler, and Adair slides safe. Pickoff attempt not successful. That doesn't mean Fries doesn't have his eye on him. He's already gotten one today. One out. The 0-1 serve. Outside edge for a strike, 0-2. Fastball came in at 91 miles per hour. And Donahoe with nine RBIs this season and 11 hits. I mean, he's batting a 524. The 0-2 up and out of the zone for a ball. You cannot take this kid lightly any given moment. He's liable to hit one 366 feet back as Fries delivers a ball down low at the left ankle for the second ball. So two balls and two strikes with one out. Adair, the big leadoff at first. Fries takes a glance over there, but now comes Set. The 2-2 inside, and once again, Donahoe has to back out of the zone, so this puts it at a full count. Fries glances at first, now comes Set, delivers the full count. Swing and a miss, strike three. Donahoe, his second strikeout, back-to-back strikeout swinging, and the Rafters have halted him so far. So Michael McGinnis will step in. So the left fielder McGinnis, he's also out of Georgia State as well, in Newman, Georgia. Fries delivers outside edge for a ball. So the Rafters bullpen staff is strengthening from game to game. They're getting in pitchers, and they have a lot of depth at the pitching position as the pickoff attempt over to Shuler as Adair slides safe at first. Yeah, they're getting in a lot of guys. They are starting to find which guys can go on these days and starting to put some formations together. The 1-0. Earth ball outside edge for the second ball. The Rafters can start to find an identity, start to find their game. They will be a big problem in the Great Lakes West Division. The 2-0 swing and a ball popped up on the right field line, and that goes into the glove of the first baseman, Danny Shuler, for the third out. So the Rafters still up 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Taylor. To the bottom of the sixth we go here on WFHR. Joey Fear with you. Excited to bring you this coverage as the Rafters up 3-0. Thanks to this man right here, Shane Taylor, who will step in and delivering his first home run of the season. 3-run shot that sent Broussard and Conniff home along with himself. So as he's a strike across the plate, Carl Relam still sets in. So 0-1. Curveball came in at 75 miles per hour. Utah Tech product down on the count. B-0-1, out edge for a ball. Each team with five hits. No team with an error. The 1-1. There's two balls and a strike here. Relam sets, delivers the 2-1. Strike two, outside edge, 2-2. Raptors have just been able to get on base and find their ways about him. The 2-2 popped up out on the backside for Shane Taylor. That stays at two apiece. So Taylor slotted in at third base today. He's played short, played second, but hasn't played third. As a strike three, a curveball comes right down Main Street for Carl Relam for the first out. That's the second time Shane Taylor has struck out looking today, as this brings out Matt Olive, who was walked and also had a base hit. So Olive, the Valparaiso Beacon out of Minneapolis, is down in the count 0-1. His cloud coverage is a little bit cleared here as the 0-1 curveball comes in low, 1-1. Blue sky is just above center field. And gray skies all around. Lights have slowly started to turn on on this Tuesday evening as the 1-1. It is the Paul Gross Prince and Princess night here at Witter Field. So two balls and a strike with one out. The 2-1 across the plate for a ball, 3-1. Miss Wisconsin Rapids throughout the first pitch, and an exciting night. A lot of people wearing crowns as the 3-1 is upstairs for ball number four. So Olive will take first. That's the second time he's been walked. This brings up Danny Sheeler in his third appearance at the plate today. And he's having a word with Relam is Brock Moss. The whole infield is gathered on the mound right now. Well, they are having a word. Looks like somebody's warming up in the Woodchucks bullpen, but Moss will head back to his respected dugout, and the infield will take their positions once again. So just maybe had a talking to and just to calm down a bit. Carl Relam, out of an elite program in Coastal Carolina, had all the accolades in high school, the number 8 overall prospect in the state of Nevada, and the number 2 pitcher. So he basically could go anywhere he wanted as he's here in the Northwoods League. His second appearance, as swing and a ball popped up into shallow left center. Running under it is the shortstop and Blanchard for the second out. The throw over to first and just getting back in time was Olive. As it was, that one was a little too close, a possible double play there, but Olive gets back to first just before Ryan Burr, the first baseman, can step on. So Brandon Rogers, it is his time. He's popped out, and he also flew out as well. And he's at 6 hits, 3 RBIs this season. Slotted in at right field today for the first time this season. A curveball comes in high for a ball, 1-0. He's played left, center. He hasn't played right field, so Rogers outright today, the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball over to the third baseman, and Del Sol, that goes through the glove Rounding second, heading for third is Olive, the throw, and that goes past Del Sol, the right fielder McGinnis, and Rogers gets to second, Olive to third, and the Rafters threatening with two runners in scoring position here in the bottom of the sixth. An error there from Matt Del Sol. Wasn't able to field it, as once again, manager coming out and having a word with Relam. And it does look like a pitching change is in store for the Woodchucks. So how about that? So it was a ground ball from Rogers on the third baseline. Del Sol tried to kind of field it with his glove. That went up the top of his glove. Went down the third baseline. Rogers ran around to second. Olive went from first to third. And two runners in scoring position. As the Woodchucks will have a new pitcher. As Nick Shute out of Western Kentucky. And the rising sophomore. Louisville will step in. He's warming up. And, well, he's 6'2". He's at the Division I program at Western Kentucky and a Louisville native. So he'll get the second time on the mound for the Woodchucks. But how about that? So the Rafters with two outs here. They have Rogers on second, Olive on third. And, you know, Brandon Rogers wasn't able to get a hit so far this game, but he doubles there and now has a chance to add to the rally, to the total of the Rafters. So two pitches left here. The umpire down low. Teddy Dutcher. So, Kirk Schreider having a word with his assistant coach, Orlando Rodriguez, on the third base side. But Rafters have out-hit the Woodchucks 6-5, but it's been those timely strikeouts and those heads-up plays, those double plays for the Rafters that have not allowed the Woodchucks to score. But Levi Jensen batting in the nine hole, who flew out and grounded out. He's 0-2 today. He's due up. So Jensen struggled at the plate, batting a 130, but he's had three hits this season with three RBIs. So the Western Kentucky product, Nick Shute, delivers the first pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-0. Rogers at second. Olive on third. Rafters 3, Woodchuck 0. Bottom 6 here. The 1-0 from Shute. Outside edge goes behind McCann, but that just rolled just behind him because Olive was looking at third, was looking at taking home there. But we're seated back. So two balls and no strikes. Rafters fans getting into it. Two outs. The 2-0 from Shute. Swinging a ground ball over to Del Sol. The throw across the diamond is right on time for the third out. Rafters were on the verge of adding to their total, but they still stay at 3 runs. So Rafters 3, Woodchuck 0 as we head to the top of the seventh inning here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 50. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. Lows level off around 44. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Guys.
To the top of the seventh, we go as the Raptors lead 3-0, and a pitching change is true for Wisconsin Rapids. Sidney Ferry out of the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. He's had two games played this season so far, with 1 1/3 innings pitched, allowing one hit and two strikeouts. He hasn't had a ton of work on the mound, but he's a redshirt senior out of Pawpaw, Michigan, and he was homeschooled. But a guy that 19 2/3 innings pitched with Stevens Point this season, with only 17 hits allowed and 20 strikeouts. He had a 4.12 ERA. As Drew Berkland, the right fielder, will step in, was walked and struck out looking today as he pops one up out on the right side for a foul. Berkland out of Wayzata, Minnesota. The 1-1 popped outside, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Raptors have out-hit the Woodchucks 6-5. And Shane Taylor, a three-run shot in the bottom of the first, has been the difference. Ferry sets, delivers the 1-2 upstairs and out of the zone for the second ball. Ferry on Berkland, and the 2-2 fire up on the left edge for the third ball. Off-speed pitch of 74 miles per hour. And a full count here on the top of the seventh. The 3-2 driven back out behind home plate on the right side in foul territory. But the count stays at 3-2. Full count, 3-2. Swinging a ground ball that goes fair on the third baseline. Rounding first, heading to second is Berkland. The throw over to Olive into Conniff is not in time. So Berkland takes second, and a leadoff double here on the top of the seventh for the Woodchucks. So now Matt Del Sol, who struck out on his previous two plate appearances, will look to continue for the Woodchucks. As his bright orange cleats, right-handed batter. So each team with six hits. Berkland gets to second. And the first pitch on the way, swinging a ball popped up on the right field side into the glove of the second baseman, Conniff. And looking to head to third was Berkland, but he tags up and stays at second. One down for the Raptors here in the top of the seventh, as this brings up Matt McGann, who struck out in his first at-bat, got a base hit in his second. A guy that bats 333. Looking to continue the hit total for the Woodchucks. First pitch from Ferry, swing and a ball driven out into the left field side, and getting under it is Matt Olive for the second out. So all of the left fielder He's had a busy day out there, but he's been ready. As this brings up Ryan Burr, the first baseman, who's 0 for 2 today, struck out twice, and the Southern Illinois product will step in the right-handed batter's box. The Berkland stands at second. One away here for the Rafters in the top of the seventh. Ferry comes set, delivers a ball upstairs and out of the zone for a ball, 1-0. Each team with six hits. Ferry sets, glances over at second, delivers the 1-0 outside edge for the second ball, 2-0. Rafters haven't really allowed any costly hits. They've had exceptional infield. As a 2-0, swing and a driven ball into center field. Running back towards it is Ty Johnson, who reaches out and makes the catch for the third out. So the Rafters retire the side. They go three up and three down as we head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
From the Rafters center fielder. Bottom of the seventh we go here at Witter Field. The Rafters 3, Woodchuck 0. As we return to the top of the order, Ty Johnson, who was able to get a base hit on his last plate appearance, will step in. So Johnson, the left-hander, and the Rafters have been excellent on both sides of the ball. Each team with six hits. Three runs in the bottom of the first. A three-run shot from Taylor. It's been zeros across the board for both teams. Has popped up out on the backside, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. The 0-1 curveball comes in low, 1-1. So the 1-1 from shoot, Johnson lashes one out on the left field side in foul territory for the second strike, 1-2. Ty Johnson, always a guy, Mr. Reliable, when you need him, the 1-2. Strike three across the plate on the outside edge as Johnson was caught looking. And then this brings up Chris Conniff, the second baseman, who's 2 for 3 today with two base hits and a flyout. Out of Wagner College, Edmond, Oklahoma, native. Had an RBI yesterday that dropped into right field as he swings at a ball, comes in on a chest-high fastball. 0-1. with one out here. The 0-1 swing and a ground ball that goes off of the right foot of Shute, and getting to first is Conniff. Breaking the bat while doing so. But Conniff, 3-for-4 today now. He'll take first. This brings up Garrett Broussard batting third, who had a base hit and also two ground outs as well. So that was a ground ball off the right foot of Shute. That goes to Matt Del Sol, who wasn't able to pick it up in time. Oh, curveball right across plate for the first strike. 73 miles per hour. So one out near bottom seven. Rafters have out hit the Woodchuck 7-6. The 0-1 curveball once again comes in the inside edge for a ball, 1-1. So Shute looks over to first. Conniff a big leadoff. And the 1-1 serve out of the zone for the second ball, 2-1. So 2-1. Shute will come set on Garrett Broussard. Out of San Juan Capistrano, the 2-1. Down in the dirt, that goes behind the catcher and McGann, and taking second with ease is Chris Conniff. So putting a runner in scoring position, and three balls and a strike with one out. Can Garrett Broussard send another run home for the Rafters? Conniff, the leadoff at second. Shute glances over, comes set, the 3-1, and inside for a strike, 3-2. Fastball came in at 87 miles per hour. So full count here for Garrett Broussard. Steps in the 3-2 delivery, swinging a hard bouncer over to the second baseman and Donahue. The throw to first, right on the money, but that advances Conniff to third with two down. So this brings up Jack Basir in the cleanup spot, who has been on base twice today, but has flew out once. He was hit by pitch, and he was also walked as well. So, and Jack Basir's plate discipline continue here with two outs. Conniff advances to third, and Jack Basir, and he acquire his eighth RBI. We're going to find out, curveball up and out of the zone for a ball. That was on the right corner. Two outs here, the 1-0 from Shute. Across the plate, there's a strike, 1-1. Fastball came in 88 miles per hour. The 1-1, way outside. That was in the left-handed batter's box. And Jack Basir is a right-hander, so that tells you that pitch wasn't even close. So Chris Conniff, can he get home? The 2-1, Basir swinging a miss. That foul tipped into the glove of McGann. And 2-2. Two outs. The 2-2 from Shute. Curveball, swinging a ball, driven out into center field. That goes right into the glove of Dalton Pearson, who is running back at the wall for the third out. But the Raptors still lead 3-0 as we head to the top of the eighth here on WFHR, your home for Raptors baseball.
Raptors baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisors are Sharon Zeman,
Guy Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold. For questions about current investments, retirement, or end-of-life issues, contact your local Edward Jones advisor today.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, biz.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
We return to the top of the eighth inning as a pitching change in for the Rafters as number 41, Nick Paulson, also a Stevens Point product and a rising senior from Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, will step in. And Paulson, well, he is a guy who went to Unity High School, had 62 innings pitched, with 7 1/3 innings pitched versus Wisconsin Whitewater back on April 15th. He has a 6-1 record as well for Stevens Point and a 3.19 ERA. And he will face Ryan Blanchard batting in the 9 hole. The Rafters 3, Woodchuck 0. As pitch on the way for foul tipped and a strike, 0-1. So Nick Paulson, the left-hander. Kirk Schreider likes to go right, left, right, left. He likes to mix it up a bit, the 0-1. Swing and a miss down low for the second strike, 0-2. So Blanchard, who grounded out twice today, looking for his first hit. As Paulson way, a curveball way on the left edge for strike 1-2. So the 1-2 from Paulson, swing and a miss, strike 3. Paulson on his first batter faced and his first strikeout of the game. How about that from Nick Paulson? Great start to his day. And bringing up at the top of the order, Dalton Pearson, who got a strikeout swinging and a base hit and a flyout as well, as Paulson delivers a pitch outside on the right edge for a ball 1-0. Off-speed pitch, 75 miles per hour. The Atlanta, Georgia native ahead in the count. 1-0. A bunt attempt that goes right on the first baseline. That stays fair and a dare. And Pearson getting that with ease. Getting the first. Boy, is he fast. And so now this is going to bring up Michael Adair at the University of Dayton. Who was able to get to first as well on a bunt on his last plate appearance. That puts one out here. Pearson on first. And the check swing didn't go all the way. So that is going to be a ball 1-0. Top eight here. Rafters, 3 runs in the bottom of the first. That's all it's been. The 1-0 down low for the second ball, 2-0. One out, 2 balls, no strikes. Pearson leads off at first, a 2-0 outside of the edge, and not on in the strike zone, 3-0. So Dalton Pearson, the leadoff man, a Georgia State product at first, a 3-0 for strike one. That painting the outside, the left edge of the plate. That looked like that was going to be ball number four, but Paulson fortunate to see a strike from the umpire. So 3-1. Nick Paulson, the left-hander, looks over at first, delivers the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Paulson has done an excellent job of fighting back in the count. And now, an opportunity to get his second straight strikeout. One out. The 3-2.